we need to make sure that we actually answer the question, which was, what do you actually want? What does good actually look like? You need to be able to clarify that. You can't get to a destination if you don't even know where it lives. You can't hit it if you can't see it. So we need to get clear on the target. Once you can clearly articulate what that target even is, now we're getting somewhere. Now we can go, okay, interesting. So this is what good looks like. This is what I actually want. Got it. Okay, now, how am I gonna get there?
What if you could build a business in the modern world as big or as small as you want without having to compromise the things that were the most important to you in the very beginning? This is the Wealthy Consultant Talks podcast with Taylor Welch and Mike Walker, as they share with you today their learning lessons from stories in their experiences over the past 10 to 15 years and share with you right here, right now. Let's get into it.
What is going on, my friends? Mike Walker here. Welcome to another episode of the Wealthy Consultant Podcast. I'd like to share with you just a quick idea. I want to keep this one kind of short and sweet, but I know that if you actually implement this into your life and business, that you will see a dramatic and profound impact on the results that you see. And that is the concept of asking higher quality questions. Yes, I said higher quality questions, because higher quality questions beget higher quality answers. Higher quality answers get what? Better results. Now, very simplistic, I know, but let's dive in just a little bit deeper with me. So stick with me here. What we see a lot here at the Wealthy Consultant, when clients come on board, either in our Launch Kit program or our Chamber Consultancy, either of those two platforms, almost invariably, what we find is that the questions that clients are asking when they first come on are a little jumbled. You can tell that they haven't been fully distilled. And here's the thing, is like, brevity exposes clarity. When you can succinctly identify or articulate a problem or a challenge you're trying to overcome, it becomes far more likely that you are actually going to find a solution for that problem. But what I see more often than not when people first come on is they'll say, I've got this going on, and then there's this thing, and what do you think? And I'm not sure. And it's just kind of like a rambling dialogue of things. And you can tell what they're doing is their mind is trying to process. There is a root problem. They've identified some element of it, but they can't articulate it with precision. And that precision is what's required to get the type of answer, and more importantly, the solution that you're actually looking for. And so there's a couple different tricks that I'm going to give you to help make this something that you can implement more easily into your life and business. But I want to just really underscore that it doesn't matter what caliber of entrepreneur or business person or leader you are. I see this across the full spectrum. People that are extremely intelligent, and yet they still have a very difficult time, especially in times of stress. Let me underline that one. Especially in times of stress, they have a hard time articulating clearly what it is that they are trying to achieve, or what is it, the challenge that, you know, is done or is required in order to get the type of result that they're looking for. And so they just kind of invariably just start processing and talking about different ideas. And it's, you can just tell it's very jumbled up. And so my proposition to you today is to do a couple things. Number one is challenge yourself to be as brief as possible with the articulation of the challenge or with the outcome that you are looking for. Can you say it in one sentence? All right, plain and simple. You might find it's not quite as easy as it would first sound. Second, a good way to get there, it's like, yeah, my bike, I can't do that. There's so many different things going on. I'm not sure how to get there. I get it. So what I want to challenge you to do is simply write it down. It's a pretty interesting thing what happens when you take the ideas and that are floating around in the ether of thought, and you force them to be distilled and clarified into its written physical form, pen on paper. And yes, I said pen on paper, I'm going old school on you. And the reason why is that there is a direct connection between the handwriting process and our thoughts. And I challenge you to first just get it out on paper, okay? Don't try to make it perfect. Don't try to have it be succinctly dialed in on round one necessarily. But what I want you to do is just take it out of your mind and get it out on paper in the way that you would process it verbally. And if it helps you actually speak it out verbally, then do so. But write it out. And then come back to that, go take a walk, go get some food, whatever you got to do, basically kind of reset psychologically on it, and then come back to it, read it, and then, okay, what is the outcome? What does good look like here? Okay. What is it, the ideal outcome? Get that clear. Make sure you actually can definitively say, what is it that I'm trying to get? Not just what I don't want. That's what we see all the time is when we say, well, what is the goal? What is the objective? Well, I don't want to do this and I don't want this to happen. It's like, whoa, I didn't ask what you don't want. I said, what do you want? It's kind of interesting what happens when the brain is asked the question, hey, what do you want? I mean, it's try it out sometime. It's pretty interesting what happens. Your brain goes, well, I know I definitely don't want to do this and I definitely don't want to do that. It's just natural. And so my proposition to you here is use that as kind of like a filtering process. Okay, you don't want this. You don't want that. Fine. Get that out of your head. Go ahead and write those down. But then we need to make sure that we actually answer the question, which was, what do you actually want? What does good actually look like? You need to be able to clarify that. You can't get to a destination if you don't even know where it lives, right? It's kind of like a target. You can't hit it if you can't see it. So we need to get clear on the target. Once you can clearly articulate what that target even is, now we're getting somewhere. Now we can go, okay, interesting. So this is what good looks like. This is what I actually want. Got it. Okay. Now, how am I going to get there? Right? Well, I don't want this. I wouldn't want to do that. No. That's not what we asked. How are we going to get there? Well, we got to start reverse engineering. It's kind of, you know, how do you eat an elephant? Small bites at a time, that whole adage, right? Well, as simple as that is, the reality is that it's not necessarily so simple to break down complex challenges. And yet those complex challenges cannot be achieved or overcome when we can't even really clarify it. Because what happens when people are verbally processing, well, I've got this going on, then this, and then she said that, and then this happened. What's happening? You're just feedback looping. You're processing up here. It's verbally processing coming out of your mouth. And then where does that go? Straight back into your ears again. So you got this like negative engineering feedback loop happening. And what we need to do is go, okay, I need to take it out of my head, put it down on paper, and then look at it almost like in a third person perspective. Now you can analyze it in physical form and go, okay, I'm clearly trying to find what is good look like. Typically what I'll have clients do is write it out just like I already talked about, and then get a highlighter and just run a highlighter across the one or two key parts that basically in a nutshell describe what is it that we're trying to achieve or what is the outcome that we're looking for. And as soon as you can zero in on that short piece, the short phrase or sentence, or even a few key words, now all of a sudden you're getting somewhere. You're going, okay, I've cleared out the clutter and now I'm finding the things that I can actually make a difference with, or the things, the needles that I can actually move on this dial to get to the end result. All right. So again, let me recap. Challenge yourself. Can you clearly articulate in a single sentence the goal that you are trying to achieve, or the outcome that you are looking for, or the challenge that you are trying to overcome? Can you clearly articulate it in one sentence? Get that figured out. If you can't, then again, take all your thoughts, dump it out on paper, go for a walk, come back with fresh eyes, run a highlighter across the few key words that it would take to clearly and succinctly state what is it, the outcome, what is good look like. Now you have your target, and now we need to reverse engineer those steps. If you don't know how to reverse engineer those steps, come to one of our calls and maybe we could even help you. But if you can't do that, my challenge to you is this, is if you can at least clearly articulate the problem, the challenge, the objective in a singular sentence, you're far more likely to get a higher quality response because someone will actually know what it is that you are trying to achieve. All right. So again, higher quality questions beget higher quality answers. Higher quality answers will get you the much better results in your life and business. I hope this has been helpful. It's a simple one, but not necessarily easy to implement. So I challenge you on it. Let's see if we can distill your thoughts into crystal clear, potent questions and solutions. All right. Take care, guys. We'll see you on another episode. Like, share, and all the good things in between. And we'll see you on another episode of the Wealthy Consultant Podcast. Cheers.